BBC News with Neil Nunes. The world's chemical weapons watchdog, the OPCW, is meeting shortly in The Hague to discuss the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. It's convening at Russia's request. The head of the Brazilian Army, General Eduardo Villas Boas, has said the military rejects impunity and is mindful of its institutional mission. He spoke out hours before a Supreme Court ruling on whether former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva should go to prison for corruption. China is expected to announce a series of trade measures in retaliation for the latest planned American tariff hikes on Chinese goods. It's warning that its countermeasures will be of equal scale. A Chinese woman, Li Wenzhou, has started a 100-kilometer march to try to force the authorities to explain the arrest of her husband. Wang Chuangjiang, a human rights lawyer, went missing in 2015 during a campaign against rights activists. Ms. Li is walking from the capital to Tianjin, where she believes her husband is being held. A woman who shot three people before killing herself at the YouTube headquarters near San Francisco has been named by police as Nazim Agdam. She was 39 and of Iranian descent. Police now say there's no sign she targeted anyone in particular. President Putin is reported to have said that although the Islamic State group has been defeated in Syria, it remains a dangerous threat. He was speaking ahead of a meeting in Ankara with his Turkish host President Erdogan and their Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani. The search for peace in Syria will be high on their agenda. The Italian President Sergio Mattarella is due to begin talks about the formation of a new coalition government after elections in March failed to produce a clear winner. He'll consult each party with the aim of inviting one of them to lead a coalition. BBC News.